The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Marilyn Maxwell, the Music Maids and Men, Yuki, the Charioteers, and Bing's distinguished visitor for this evening, Mr. George Murphy. And here's Bing Crosby.
There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. I want to be there, boy, spreading some joy when they take old Berlin. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when those Brooklyn boys begin to take the joint apart and tear it down when they take old Berlin. They're going to start a row, golden pound. We'll paint the town back to Kokomo. They're going to take a hike to Hitler's right and change that hire to what you know, Joe. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. You could never keep them happy down on the farm after they've taken Berlin.
There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. Oh, what a jubilee there's gonna be when they take old Berlin. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Brooklyn boys begin to take the joint apart and tear it down when they take old Berlin.
They're gonna start a row, show them how. We'll paint the town back in Michigan. They're gonna take a hike to Hitler's Reich and change that hire to give me some skin. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. You could never keep them happy down on the farm after they move in. Getting the groove in after they've taken Berlin.
Yes, yeah, as the old Kraft Music Hall friends cutting out for all over the world and to all our fighting forces. Over and above the regular KMH group this evening, we're featuring one of Hollywood's better-known sportsmen, Mr. George Murphy. Myself, I must say it's nice being back in the old hall after 2 weeks away. Things look trim and tidy. Candor alone compels me to concede this condition to could be due to Brother Bob's stewardship, but something must be attributed to your feminine touch, Marilyn. Did you look after the place?
On the contrary, Bing. Everybody looked after me.
I notice they're still looking, too.
I'm glad you returned, Bing.
Frankly, Marilyn, I don't know why I went away.
Hey, I'm back.
Now I know.
Listen, I've been studying very hard on a new career.
Yeah?
And believe me, someday people will point at me and say, there goes Yuki.
Couldn't we do it now?
Nice try, Bing. What's your new career, Yuki?
Well, you see, I'm writing music, classical stuff. I've even written a concerto based on a Freddie Martin number.
That's so?
Yeah.
Well, let's cut Freddie in. Is it classical?
Oh, yeah, but I don't know whether I should pattern myself after Stravinsky or Haydn.
Try Haydn.
See, I've also written a symphony of the Old West. The theme of the composition is a chase between cowboys and Indians.
Yes?
First we hear the brass section.
Pause. Time. What's that?
The war whoops coming from the brass section, see?
Try a few mutes on those boys. Brass section.
Then we hear a blink, 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 blink.
Zoom, 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 zoom. Oh, the Mills brothers aren't going to be happy about that at all. What was that?
That's the whiz of arrows coming from the string section, see?
That's what I thought, yeah.
And what section do you think the shooting comes from?
The balcony. Keep moving, too.
Well, you should have relied on your friends here in KMH for your inspiration, Yuki.
Yeah.
Marilyn Maxwell's lovely flaxen hair could have suggested the blowing grain of the prairie states.
Yeah?
And John Scott Trotter's dark, thick, wavy hair certainly should have suggested deep, dark forests atop a mighty mountain.
Well, what would my own head suggest?
Death Valley.
That's what they would tell me. Look, I'm sure great musicians will want to hear this thing of yours, Yuke.
Yeah?
Have you written Dmitri Shostakovich?
Say, that's a good idea. How do you spell it?
Get in touch with Deems Taylor.
You know, he might be able to help me at that. See, I've got the opening and closing areas, but I need help in the middle area.
Oh, well, try Trotter. He's a great middle area man.
Would you play my composition, Mr. Trotter?
Glad to, Yuki.
Well, now, here's the way I want the arrangement made. See, you open up with the crash of a cymbal. Zing. Then the flute. See? Mm-hmm. Then you bring in the cymbal again. Then a trumpet. Then another cymbal.
Hey, this kid's cymbal-minded.
Now, in the second movement, see, the violin section sneaks in.
Ah. I think I'm sneaking out.
Just a minute. Now, listen carefully, Mr. Trotter. This is important. See, the music swells to a great crescendo as the covered wagons arrive at their destination, finishing the long and hard journey.
Just one question.
What?
Is this trip really necessary?
Well, I don't know.
Well, closet yourself with your conscience, will you? While Marilyn and I take it easy.
Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know it's more romantic when a dance is slow? Take it easy, take it easy. What's the good of feeling high when all the lights are low? Take it easy, take it easy. We've got lots of time ahead of us, the night is young. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know this music could be swayed instead of swung? Take your time, dance it with ease. Take your time, slow if you please.
Take it easy, don't you know you're not supposed to make a Roomba jump? Take it easy, if you don't, I fear that our romance will hit a bump. Take it easy, don't you know it's time for romance and the music's sweet?
Take it easy.
When I'm in a mood, this dreamy must you Lindy hop.
Don't forget that I'm your partner, not a traffic cop.
Is there any fun in running in a one-man race?
If you do, you're gonna meet the maple face to face.
Take it easy.
Taking it nice and easy, Marilyn. Before we turn to the charioteers and the old music master, we dig the old elocutionist.
Here's a tip that can save you plenty of time. Shopping time and kitchen time, too. When you're planning to serve macaroni and cheese, buy the box that contains both ingredients for that swell main dish. Buy a box of Kraft Dinner. That one thrifty box of Kraft Dinner contains not only macaroni, but also plenty of Kraft grated for rich cheese flavor. And with these two special Kraft Dinner ingredients, you'll cook delicious macaroni and cheese in just 7 minutes by the clock. Kraft Dinner makes fluffy light macaroni with cheese goodness through and through. It gives you this hearty main dish, enough for four people, at a surprisingly low point cost. So try it soon. Save time with delicious Kraft Dinner.
An old music master sat composing a tune.
His spirit was rising and his heart full of joy.
When right out of nowhere
stepped a little colored boy. You gotta jump it, music master. You gotta play that rhythm faster. You're never gonna get it played on the Happy Cat Hit Parade. You better tell your friend Beethoven and Mr. Reginald Nicholson. They better do the same as you.
Are they
gonna be calling you?
Well,
along about 1917. Jazz will come upon the scene. Then about 1935, you'll begin to hear swing,
woogie, and jive. You gotta show that big broadcaster that you're a solid music master, and you'll achieve posterity. That's a
bit of advice from me.
The old music master simply sat there amazed.
as wide-eyed and open-mouthed he gazed and he gazed.
How can you be certain, little boy, tell me how?
I was born, my friend,
100 years from now.
Well,
he hit a chord that rocked that spirit and disappeared in de-invented. And up until the present day,
you can take it from me,
he was right as can be.
Everything has happened that way, boy. Everything has happened that way.
Is back. 1912, Arizona and New Mexico become the 47th and 48th states in the Union. 1912, 10,000 suffragettes march down Fifth Avenue, and thinking young men are saying to their girlfriends,
"You glad I hired this rowboat, honey?"
"Yes, Harry."
"You're not scared, are you?"
"No, Harry."
"Everything's just the way you like it to be?"
"Mm-hmm. And you?"
"Just like I planned it."
"Honestly, Harry, these last 2 hours here on the lake with you have... Well, they've just taken my breath away."
"Yeah, you look kind of winded. Maybe I ought to row a while, huh?"
"Oh, don't let's row, Harry. Can't we just drift?"
"Sure, it's nice just drifting. Besides, I got something I want to talk to you about."
"Yes, Harry?"
"It's the kind of thing I wouldn't ask every girl."
"Please ask me, Harry."
"Maybe I really ought to talk to your old man about it."
"Don't tease me, Harry. Please."
"Well..."
"Don't be bashful. Whisper it in my ear."
"Well, all right. Do you think the Red Sox have a chance to cop the World Series this year?"
"Oh, Harry... I could see us with a little...
"Automobile? Gee, the 1912 models, they're out with self-starters."
"Now, you ought to get one."
"You know how those self-starters work? In three steps."
"Three steps?"
"Yeah, you turn on the ignition, then you step on the starter, and..."
"Well, what's the third step?"
"You step out and crank."
"Gee, the autos are sure getting popular, though."
"Yeah.
Did you read about that baby being born in an automobile in San Luis Obispo?"
"Oh, that's figured to happen."
"Well, what makes you think so?"
"Well, every car has a rattle in it." "You heard that new song? Come on in here, come on in here. Alexander's Ragtime Band."
"Oh, that's nice, but I like... Come to me, my melancholy baby."
"Oh, baby, baby. Yeah, that's nice. But let's get back, huh?"
"All right.
Tell you, I'll put the oars in the oarlocks for you. There you are. Let's go."
Voices hum, brooding over moonlight.
Gee, listen, that's my favorite tune. Love that
banjo strum, tuning while the moonbeams play.
All alone, unknown, they find me. Memories like these remind me of the girl I left behind me down on Moonlight Bay. We were sailing along.
We were sailing along
on Moonlight Bay.
On Moonlight Bay.
You could hear the voices singing
so sweetly.
They seemed stolen my heart.
You have stolen my heart.
Now don't go. Sang love's old sweet song on moonlight bay. We were sailing along,
sailing along.
And we ain't sailing, we're swinging
on moonlight bay.
On moonlight bay,
you could hear the voices singing. You have stolen my heart.
Stolen my heart.
Now don't go away.
Now don't go away.
As we sang love's old sweet song on moonlight bay.
Yes, we sang love's old sweet song on moonlight bay.
We were sailing
to be seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer technical picture, Broadway Rhythm. My friend George Murphy, the mighty Murph, is ever a happy visitor to the Old Craft Music Hall. In short, George, let it be said now, and for all times, whenever you show up here, you are welcome. You're welcome because of your singing, you're welcome because of your acting, and you're welcome because of your fine dancing.
Well, that's swell, Bing. How shall I start? Singing, acting, or dancing?
Don't start.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, that's a nice way to greet a friend.
George, that's a new routine I picked up from the head waiters in the restaurants. They all greet guests if they wanted them to go away.
Yeah, I've noticed that thing, but I've got a way to handle those guys.
How?
I go away.
The trouble is, those frostbitten maitre d's even indoctrinate the waiters. You ought to get a load of one of them talking to his men before the trap opens for the night's banditry. Boy starts off something like this here.
Gentlemen, it has come to my attention that certain of you waiters have been being carelessly polite to the customers. This must stop. It sets a bad precedent. It tends to make the customers feel they're important. From now on, no more of that.
Yes, sir.
You, Murphy, last night I noticed you had a customer whom you insulted only 20 times during the meat course.
Sorry, sir. What's par for that course?
And you, Krovny, congratulations for spilling a whole green salad down the customer's back.
Oh, boy, did he burn.
Just because you spilled a whole green salad down his back?
Said he only wanted a small order down the side.
Now, in case anyone asks, I want to check your familiarity with our new type of menu, on which all the dishes are named after radio programs. Now then, supposing someone orders, I love a mystery, what do you bring him?
Hash.
Right. Grovny, what program on our menu is rabbit stew?
The cart of missing hash.
That is correct. Murphy, what program appears on our menu when we're entirely out of food?
One man's famine.
That is right. Grovny, if someone orders a Bob Hope special, what do you bring him?
A well-known part of the chicken.
That is right. We are stations, men. And remember, the customer can have anything two ways.
What two ways?
Take it or leave it. Remember, the customer doesn't count.
Right. We'll remember that when we add up the check. Come on, Crow.
Okay, I'm coming. Gee, ain't you getting sick of restaurant work?
Yeah. I can tell just by looking at him whether a customer is steak or turkey.
Me too. I can tell a bagel from a stuffed Kanisha Milo. Yeah. You know, I had a liver and bacon sitting at my table the other day. He had the nerve to squawk to me.
What's a liver and got to squawk about?
That's what I says. I says, listen, mister, you ought to be glad to get this.
I got a pal ain't eat nothing but dog food for 6 weeks.
No kidding, who?
My dog.
That's why Lassie left home.
Hey, Crawl.
Yeah?
Get a load of the people at that table over there.
Oh, you mean where the cracked crab is arguing with the milk toast?
No, no, no. The next table where the pickle herring is holding hands with the stewed tomato.
Don't look now, but there's a customer trying to attract our attention.
You want to insult him, or should I?
You go ahead, brown him off a bit.
Okie dokie, okie dokie.
Wait, I've been waiting here for 25 minutes.
So what, Buster? I've been waiting here for 2 weeks.
What's the best dish in the house?
The cashier. But she's rationing.
Listen, boy, you all better take good care of me. I'm the heavy tipper. I always tip over union scale.
You tip over any scale, Buster.
All right, thanks. Lay it lightly on that boy.
Why?
I kind of feel sorry for him. Only yesterday, I spilled a cup of tea in his lap.
How'd he take it?
With lemon.
Murphy, before you go back to that customer, the man over there who ordered a ham sandwich 2 hours ago complains you just brought it to him and said it's all squashed and dirty.
Sure, that's what he ordered. He asked for a ham sandwich and he told me to step on it.
Captain, will you please take my order? The waiters practically ignore me.
I will try, but the chefs ignore me. What will you have?
I want a thick, juicy tenderloin steak, dripping with melted butter. Can I have that?
What a memory. I'll take it from there, Chief.
Since I obviously can't have a steak, I'll take a pot roast.
That's penciled out.
And let me have some prime ribs.
Penciled out.
Bring me some sliced turkey.
Penciled out.
What can you give me?
The pencil.
Hey, want to get no service here?
He's mine.
Oh, no, I got dibs.
Now, wait a minute.
This
sorry,
boy belongs
hold still. Hold still.
Wait a minute, fellas. Here.
What?
I want some meat. Here.
Sorry, we're all out of red points.
Well, then bring me some oysters.
Also out of blue points.
Oh, no.
Kind of glad there's no steak. You see, I don't make much, and it's kind of tough when you have to pay $3.50 for a steak.
You can pay $5, and it's just as tough.
Waiter, you haven't even given me a service plate.
Hey, Craws, slip the dish a dish.
Something for you, babe?
Yes. Yes, I'd like pâté de foie gras, scallopini pomme de terre, parmesan a la marsala, and casserole cacciatore.
One hamburger.
Hamburger?
All the stuff loses a lot in the translation.
Well, in that case, you better let me see a menu.
Do you no good. Murphy and me got all the available stuff scribbled down here on our racing form.
Yeah, here you are, lady. Cop a gander at this.
Well, I don't know whether I know how to order dinner from a racing form. What's this? Pot roast in the third.
Oh, that's been scratched.
Well, I see you have corned beef and cabbage.
Yes, ma'am. That's the daily double.
No, wait. I think I have a playing steak.
Smart move. Always play our steaks across the board.
Now, let me see. What else? Oh, how's your spaghetti?
Starts fast, quits in the stretch.
Look, lady, you better take my advice and order a frankfurter. Then you're sure to pick a wiener.
Oh, you should be on the radio.
No sausages for me. The last sausage I ordered here was terrible. There was meat in only one end of it. The other end was bread.
Oh, listen, lady. It's pretty tough these days to make both ends meet, you know.
Radio should be on you.
I'll tell you what, kid. Why don't you try our genuine Hungarian goulash?
Is it really good?
Is it good, she asked. Get a lesson, listen.
Oh, what a beautiful goulash. Oh, what a beautiful stew. Nobody really prepared it, but somehow or other it grew. There are onions and carrots and garlic. There are parsnips, potatoes, and garlic. If you try it out, leave your name at the door, 'cause the last dame who tried it ain't with us no more. Oh, what a beautiful goulash. Oh, what a beautiful stew. If you don't want it for dinner, it makes a lovely shampoo.
It makes a lovely shampoo.
Thank you, Murph. While the mighty Murph is weighing his newly won vocal laurels, we regale ourselves with the spoken word.
Speak to me of love.
In the past few weeks, you've heard of many wonderful works of the American Red Cross. For instance, you've learned of the boxes of food sent every week to American boys imprisoned in enemy lands. One of the foods included in those precious life-sustaining boxes is cheese, because in small space, cheese packs such valuable nutrients from milk. But that's just one of many vital wartime needs for this concentrated dairy food. This year, our government needs nearly 450 millions of pounds of cheese. Cheese for our boys in camp, for shipment abroad, for battle rations around the globe. So here, far behind the lines, America's dairy farmers are waging a gallant fight to produce the tremendous amounts of needed milk. Working early and late, they're doing a magnificent job. But they can't produce enough for the boys over there and for cheese as usual at home. Remember that when your dealer is out of the Kraft variety you ask for. The cheese you can't get today may be on the way to a battlefront or a prisoner boy who's very hungry.
Amor, amor, amor. This word so sweet that I repeat means I adore you. Amor, amor, my love. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other, nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft caressing word I know. Amor, amor. You're away, there is no day, and nights are lonely. Amor, amor, my love. Make life divine, say you'll be mine, and love me only.
That's the whole of the Old Craft Music Hall for this Thursday, friends. We're all going to be back next Thursday, same as tonight, when we're anticipating the annual Easter visit of the Craft Choral Club. Buenas noches.
Alan Maxwell appears with the courtesy of Metro Golden Mare, producers of the Technicolor musical Broadway Rhythm.
As you know, sausage and frankfurters are now very low in ration point value. Make zestful treats of these ready-to-eat meats by flavoring them with tangy Golden Kraft Salad Mustard. Pep up your lunchbox sandwiches and your meals at home, too, with this tempting Golden Kraft Salad Mustard. Equally delicious and just a bit sharper to the taste is Kraft Mustard with horseradish added. Buy both of these taste-tingling Kraft Mustards. Put them on your shopping list tomorrow.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.